Lesson 14. Benevolent, benevolent. Consent, consent. Discreet, discreet. Engross, engross. Esteem, esteem. Exaggerate, exaggerate. Extensive, extensive. Fantastic, fantastic. Intrigue, intrigue. Marvel, marvel. Mission, mission. Opportunity, opportunity. Relinquish, relinquish. Tyrant, tyrant. Vanquish, vanquish. Read the passage below, then complete the exercise that follows. The Travels of Marco Polo. One of the most engrossing travel books ever written is over 700 years old. The Travels of Marco Polo tells the story of a young Venetian's adventurous life. And although it was written so long ago, you can probably find a copy of it on the shelves of your local bookstore or library. Marco Polo was only 17 when, in the year 1271, he set out from Venice for the Chinese court Kublai Khan, the ruler of most of Asia. He accompanied members of his family who were in the service of Kublai Khan and who were now returning to China after a visit home. The journey took 4 years. The great Mongol Empire Kublai Khan ruled had been founded 50 years earlier when his grandfather, Genghis Khan, one of the most feared tyrants in history, had vanquished most of the other rulers in Asia. Kublai Khan, by contrast, was a wise and benevolent ruler. He soon discovered that Marco Polo was an intelligent young man and discreet enough to be trusted with information that the emperor hesitated to share with others at the court. Furthermore, since Marco Polo planned to return to Venice later, he was unlikely to intrigue against the emperor. For these reasons, Kublai Khan trusted Marco Polo to travel extensively throughout Asia, carrying out important missions. After 17 years, Marco Polo grew homesick and wished to return to Venice. However, he could not go without the emperor's permission. Kublai Khan held the young man in high esteem and had rewarded him with important positions in his court. He was naturally reluctant to relinquish the services of such a valued friend and advisor. But finally, the emperor gave his consent, and in 1295, after a journey that lasted 3 years, Marco Polo arrived back in Venice. He soon became very popular because of the stories he told of his travels. Many of his Venetian listeners thought he must be exaggerating because the things he claimed to have seen seemed too fantastic to be believed. In fact, Marco Polo was telling the truth. He had seen creatures with huge jaws and sharp teeth that could swallow a person whole, crocodiles, black stones that burned with a great heat, coal, and many other marvels. 3 years after his return, Marco Polo was taken prisoner in a war against Genoa. The year he spent in captivity gave him the opportunity to dictate his travel adventures to a fellow prisoner. The book that resulted became one of the most popular and widely translated works ever written, and for hundreds of years has been entertaining readers all over the world.